tape recorder and I get all messed up.
I hate that.
You didn't.
Yeah, I wish I could find out the name of it. But in the meantime, we're calling it the fellow that plays the guitar with me a lot, Teddy Sprague. His wife, Verna, we were playing one day, and she said, "That's my favorite tune." So we've been calling it Verna's favorite.
Verna's favorite. There you go. There you go.
Well,
and you
tunes put get their name
by
sure.
Paul Van Arsdale. That's what Bill Monroe did, wasn't he? Renamed all those tunes.
I don't know if I'll do it.
I was just looking to see what notes you were hitting to figure out what chord it was.
So play that B part again. So
the B part.
Or the bridge or whatever you...
Yeah, we'll play the last... Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been calling it that.
Okay, good.
I have no idea.
And this is instructive to sit behind you and watch you play it because I hammer that B part different.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Well, partly because I started playing it on that smaller. Oh. Wait a minute. What key are you playing it in?
I'm playing in D. Play. It's easier for you to do it over there.
Well, it was because I started playing it on that smaller, and I can't go down to here on that dulcimer.
Oh.
What did you used to call it?
No, there's one.
I call it Grandpa's Reel Number One or something.
What is the melody there? Yeah. So what we could do, and Paul could play, maybe play mandolin on that, which would give it sort of a Monroe touch.
We want to, some of the tunes we want to lead with a mandolin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see if he could do a thing with that. That would be nice. Kentucky Waltz, D.
And as one of the old tunes, I'd like to do the Durang's hornpipe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
that? That's the first chord in there?
Stay right on A7th.
Thank you. chord.
It sounded good on the guitar world. I like that way you did that blues song, yeah. I love the blues, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I have a little blues group going now. With
Oh, have you?
Yeah, Leah Gilmore singing.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
She has an incredible voice.
Yeah.
Oh, how about it? Can you sing the Alcott blues?
I don't know the words.
I woke up this morning, looked out my door. That's all I know.
Willie Nelson had a big hit with that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the words?
No. That's all I know. If you see my milk cow, send her on home or something.
Uh-huh. I haven't had any
buttered
milk, you know, since
I've been milk and butter since my milk cow's been born.
What do they mean?
This is what it says, I guess. We might I think it's a Canadian tune.
What?
Let's see, it's called Hudson Bay Breakdown. Yeah, that's sort of a little fill-in. That's what you mean?
Yeah.
Kibler tune.
Boy, he's full of
many. Oh, yeah,
he's got some good tunes. It's really something. I wish they had Paul could get together. He's been quite simple lately.
Then there's a waltz that I'd like might like to play. The Lisa Lind waltz is in A, and it's all A, I think.
I mean, where I was playing the minor.
Oh.
In the B part.
In the B part.
The B part.
Yeah. That sounded good.
What's that called?
Lisa Lind waltz.
It's pretty.
And he's going to teach that on Sunday.
Oh, is that the one we're going to?
Yeah.
Lisa Lind waltz.
So it would be nice they can hear it and then.
Yeah.
Like a
and
term,
then.
So.
I might do a two-step. I don't know. I'm not going to have time to do all these things we're talking about, are we?
How long do you have?
45 minutes, I think.
And how many tunes do you have there, Walt?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Depends on how many times we play them, you know.
Yeah, but we want to play them enough. I just don't like to play them once or twice
to
show people you can play the tune. You're playing through three or four or five times to so they can really hear.
Yeah. AD, if you're right here.
You got a nice variety there. You got two songs.
We got to have a two-step in there. I'd probably do the Happy Acres two-step. You play that one, Happy Acres two-step? That's in D and A. Much like a polka time, polka beat. In fact, you can polka the two steps, two step to polka.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's that called again?
Happy Acre two step.
Where'd you learn that, Paul?
I might have got that from Vic. I'm not sure where I got
that. I think
you
kind of got that from Vic too.
After a while,
something that I could never get a hold of was Old Caroline tunes. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but something about Old Caroline tunes that don't do anything for me. I like a tune that's got a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Right.
Old Caroline tunes kind of wander, and just don't. I learned a few of them, and I've already forgotten them because I just couldn't get a hold of them. It's like Arthur Smith. You've heard of Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a lot of tunes, and he wrote the Florida Blues, and he plays it fast. I got a tape.
I love Florida Blues too.
And like Chubby Wise, he played it real slow, and I kind of liked the way Chubby played it better than Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith wrote
a
lot
of
great
tunes.
I don't think I know what it is.
I'll play a little bit of the Florida Blues.
Florida Blues. Thank you. he plays it twice as fast as that, which kind of spoiled it for me. I think blues should be sort of...
Yeah,
bluesy. There's a reel that I might play. I think I got this from Victor. Called Brenda's Reel.
Definitely playing an E.
Let's get the expert there, Gene. Yeah. Where do you want to change the chord?
I don't know that one.
You want to stay on A there and go to E?
I think I want to go to E first.
Okay. Back to A.
That's what my ear's saying too. So do it again and make sure that I get the time and I hang in there. Yeah. And what's the name of that again?
That's Brenda's Reel. Here's what I kind of was thinking. Mm-hmm. That I'll start it off, play one.
And Another thing I do sometimes is close enough on the mic and we don't wail on it. Oh, cheating heart, tell on.